Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of Sea-Gull India Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ankit Jain from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Ankit.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you for the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of Sea-Gull India Limited. To discuss this quarter's business performance, we have from the management Mr. Ramnik Sehgal, Managing Director, Mr. Puneet Singh Narula, Whole-time Director, Mr. Bhagat Singh, Group CFO, and Mr. Kapil Agarwal, CFO. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. For more details, kindly refer to the investor presentations and other filings that can be found on the company's website and stock exchanges. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening comments, and then we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Ramnik Sehgal. I'm MD, Sea-Gull India Limited. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to welcome you all for Quarter 2 Financial Year 25 earnings call of Sea-Gull India Limited. Our financial results and investor presentation have been uploaded on the exchange. I hope you would have had a chance to review them. Joining me today are Mr. Bhagat Singh, Group CFO, our Director, CEO, Mr. Puneet Singh Narula, our CFO, Mr. Kapil Agarwal. About the industry, India is the world's fastest-growing major economy, achieving a real GDP of $160 trillion in 2023 and projected to become the third-largest global economy by 2027. Infrastructure development is key to this growth, contributing 3.5% to the GDP. Over financial year 24 to 28, the sector investments are expected to reach 52,962 billion, with road construction as a major driver of both growth and employment. The government has allocated over 11 lakh crore for infrastructure development this year. Among the allocations, 2.78 lakh crore have been designated for road transport and highways, 2.65 lakh crore for railways, 2 lakh crore for logistics and supply chain sector, rupees 24,900 crore for metro rail projects. Additionally, NHAI has announced a pipeline of 53 projects worth approximately 2 lakh crore through the BOT model over the next three to five years. The revised model reconciliation agreement introduced by NHAI offers substantial risk mitigation, making it more investment-friendly. This investment is a strong commitment to the rapid infrastructure growth and presents significant opportunities for the company. With our expertise in delivering large-scale projects on time, we are well-positioned to capitalize on these developments. Our Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Mr. Nitin Gadkari, recently highlighted the major projects have been approved, with the cabinet clearing 51,000 crore, another 40,000-50,000 crore under review. By December end, projects totaling 2 lakh crore are expected to receive approval. We are actively pursuing these opportunities and optimistic about successful bids. Company results. Turning to our financial performance, I'm pleased to share that Sea-Gull India Limited has achieved steady financial and operational results in the second quarter of financial year 25. With a well-balanced portfolio of EPC and HAM projects, we have not only strengthened our position in the road and highway sector, but also successfully expanded into other areas like metros, railways, airport runways, tunnels, etc. The revenue from the operations, excluding the bonus and royalty, increased by 5.2% to 7,721 million, while the EBITDA for the quarter stood at 229 million, with a margin of 15.9% as compared to 15.6% in the previous quarter and 16.3% in the Quarter 2 financial year 24. Over the past few years, we have consistently maintained an EBITDA margin in the double-digit range. With the current ecosystem of resources, material finances, and technical expertise at hand, we are confident that the present order book and the project execution will enable us to deliver impressive performance and growth. Order book and revenue visibility. As of September 30th, 2024, our order book stands strong at 121,532 million, indicating a healthy book-to-bill ratio. Our order composition includes 85.7% from road, highways, elevated, flyovers, tunnels, 12.64% from railways and metros, 1.8% from bus terminals, and 0.48% from the runways, airport runways. With a robust pipeline of projects, a proven ability to complete projects ahead of schedule, consistently high-quality construction, our company enjoys a strong competitive edge and a solid revenue visibility in the quarters to come. Now, let me provide you an update on the ongoing EPC project. The Delhi-Saharanpur highway project is complete, almost completed. The Delhi-Amritsar-Katra project is complete and the land available to us. The PCOD for both the projects are under process, and we are targeting or expecting to get it in the third quarter. Additionally, the other project, which is Makur-Ispe, we have again filed for the PCOD. And moving to our HAM projects, the Mandi-Dabhauli project is now 96.81% completed, while the Jhalbera has reached 73.96%. We anticipate finishing these projects in the third and fourth quarter, respectively. Both the projects are ahead of schedule, which positions us for a potential early completion bonus. This reflects the efficiency and dedication of our team. We remain optimistic about achieving these milestones in the month ahead. The company has received the annuity of 906 million on a gross basis from NHAI for its first HAM project, Amrotpur-Saduwali, which was completed ahead of schedule. I would also like to highlight the HAM project has been rated AAA-rated by CRISIL. As of now, the overall credit rating of the company is A+ long-term, A1 short-term, as per CRISIL. I'm also pleased to announce that our company has emerged as L1 bidder for two new HAM projects: Southern Bypass, Ayodhya, worth 1,299.2 crores, and Northern Ayodhya Bypass, worth 1,199.3 crores. Closing remarks would be from my side. In conclusion, Seagill remains dedicated to creating value for our stakeholders, customers, and shareholders. We are confident that our focus on innovation, diversification, and operational excellence will propel our growth in the coming years. Thank you for all your support and trust in Seagill India Limited. I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Bharat Singh, our Group CFO, who will provide the overall review of the financial performance. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Ramnik sir, and good afternoon, everyone. I will provide you an overview of the financial highlights for the quarter two FY25. I'll start with my insights on standalone financials. The standalone financials for Q2 FY25, the revenue from operations excluding bonus and royalty stood at 8,096 million, a 16.3% increase from the previous corresponding quarter FY24. The EBITDA excluding bonus and royalty grew by 12.4% to 1,018 million in Q2 FY25 as compared to 906 million. The EBITDA corresponding increase during this quarter stood at 12.6%. The PAT for Q2 FY25 stood at 633 million as compared to 642 million in Q2 FY24. On a standalone basis, our gross debt stood at 3,491 million. This includes equipment term loan, 193 million, term loan, 2,021 million, and a working capital loan of 1,277 million. Now, I move on to the consolidated financials for Q2 FY25. Our revenue from operations excluding bonus and royalty at a consolidated basis reached at 7,721 million, a 5.2% increase from 7,338 million on Q2 FY24. EBITDA excluding bonus and royalty grew by 2.7% during the current quarter and to 1,229 million in Q2 FY25. The PAT for the Q2 FY25 stood at 655 million with a margin of 8.5%. On a consolidated basis, our gross debt stood at 9,942 million. This includes equipment term loans, term loans, and a HAM term loans of 5,808 million and a working capital loan of 1,376 million. In line with our commitments to the financial discipline, the company has repaid debt to the extent of 413 crores using the IPO proceeds. As I move forward further, the net working capital days has stood at 61 as of September 30. The days have been calculated considering the inventory days, WIP position, debtor and the vendor. The company has in total 22 ongoing projects. With a strong order pipeline, the company is well positioned for a solid revenue growth and a future success. This quarter, we have made a steady progress in our financial results and we are confident that we will continue to grow in the coming year. We believe the company will generate robust internal growth, ensuring it has the financial resources needed for a long-term success. With this, I conclude my remarks and thanks all our team stakeholders, including our employees, business partners, vendors, auditors, bankers, for their wholehearted support in the long-term growth journey of the company. On behalf of Sea Linger Limited, I thank everyone for attending this call. Now I request the moderator to open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ketan Jain from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, sir. So my first question is on order inflow. What was your order inflow for FY24 and how do you see it for FY25 and the order inflow till date, like for the first half?
Bhagatji, are you answering or shall I answer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can
go on.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Hello.
Sir, can I continue?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. So as of September 24, my total order book stood at 1,21,532 million. It comprises of EPC, HAM, railways, bus terminal, and airport upgrade.
So sorry to interrupt, sir, but I was asking for order inflow, like how much you won for the year.
The order inflow during the current quarter.
First half.
So we have received two orders from Ayodhya. One is Northern Ayodhya Bypass and another is Southern Ayodhya Bypass. Both are HAM projects of the company. And with the BPC, the company got the Northern Ayodhya Bypass project at a BPC value of approximately 1,200 crores and a Southern Ayodhya Bypass project at a BPC value of 1,300 crores projects.
So around 2,500 crores.
Yeah. So we have also been blessed with
We have one metro project that's close to about 900 crores and we have one bus terminal project, which is a smaller project, close to only 43 crores. Am I right, Bhagatji? I've included all projects in that.
Yeah.
All of them are included in the order book, sir. Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So, my question is, do we have any of the projects in which we are L1 and which are yet to be awarded?
Yes, there is one elevated project in Jharkhand, which is about 207 crores, which is yet to be awarded. I think there's some elections in the state. So, once the elections are over, then I think they might allot us.
Okay. And so we have seen a decrease in EBITDA margin by 200 BPS on year-on-year basis. So what is the reason for that?
Sir, I'll answer this question. So, sir, there is no decline on a gross basis. So what you need to do is, when we talk about the revenue from operations, excluding other income, so there are two types of things which are component of the revenue from operation. One is royalty and another is a bonus part. Royalty and a bonus part are inconsistent. They are not a regular feature. If you have gone through our press release, which is uploaded on exchanges, you will find we have given a separate disclosure of our revenue on quarter to quarter and half yearly, along with our EBITDA margin. For your convenience purpose, I am just reading what we have uploaded on the website. For Q2 FY21, my revenue from operation, excluding bonus and royalty, stood at 7,721 crores as compared to the corresponding revenue of the previous quarter, 7,338. Now, this is a consolidated number. If you ask me about standalone, standalone revenue for this quarter is 809 crores. Previous corresponding quarter previous year was 696 crores. So there is a jump in the revenue. If you ask me about EBITDA margin, the EBITDA excluding bonus and royalty for the current quarter stood at 12.6%. The EBITDA for the corresponding quarter last year stood at 13%. So the pure EBITDA margin from the pure construction activity of the company, which the company carries out, it stood at between 12.5 to 13.5. It is a standard range. Over and above this, there is a windfall gain of royalty, another is a bonus, and other income. So when you do a comparison analysis, you need to understand that the income of the company comprises of a revenue from a multiple sources. The one is pure construction activity, another is royalty, another is a bonus, which the company receives when any project gets completed earlier, and the last one is other income, that is FDI income.
Okay, sir. And sir, why are we seeing the increase in receivables and payable compared to Q4?
This is a simple reason I'll tell you. We are talking about the second quarter. July and August remain a primarily a rainy season. So the execution of the construction activity remains slow in the first month and the mid of second month. And whatever construction activity took place in the second, balance part of the second month and the third month, it got built in the last week of the September month. So it is a momentary thing. Whatever billing has been done in the month of September, it is showing as a outstanding at a debtor level. But now, as against that, the company has already received 280 crores within the month of October. We are expecting that the remaining debtor would be covered up within the short period of time. And as we, whatever guidance we have given earlier also, our working capital days, including this present level, stood at 61 days only, which is far better than the industry standard. So it is a momentary thing.
I'll just add one more thing. Atmanirbhar scheme was there during COVID, which was a relaxation for, milestone payments. Earlier, if we were supposed to get a milestone payment at 10, 30, 70, 50%, because of Atmanirbhar, we could get payments in between also. So that Atmanirbhar sector has been removed now. So now back again, we have the milestone payments. And, in EPC milestone payments, it is a total time of the in which we do a EPC. Each layer we do it, we achieve the milestone, and then we get the milestone payment. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Got it. And sir, what are the mobilization advances on book currently? On books?
As on 30 September, the total mobilization advance which we have taken is 252 crores, which is outstanding as on 30 September.
Okay. And sir, are we looking to monetize any of our HAM road assets?
The company has one fully operational HAM asset, that is Malur Sadhuwali. Another Bathinda Dabali, as Ramnikar has mentioned, 93% we have already completed. So the company has a open plans for monetization of its HAM asset that can be done in the form of either individual HAM asset sale to any strategic investor or in the form of InvIT. The company would be exercising the due option considering its cash flow position and the fund requirement for its long-term sources.
Okay, sir. Got it. So is there any specific timeline that we created to in terms of monetization of assets?
As of now, there is no timeline. Whatever HAM project the company has already been allotted, the company has a requisite liquidity available at its disposal, which includes 140 crores of a gross general corporate purpose proceeds which the company has raised in the IPO. And with its existing liquidity, the company is fully equipped to fund its HAM projects which are likely to start in the next two quarters. But yes, as I repeat, whenever their company feels that the company is getting a good opportunity for the monetization of its prime asset, the company would be exercising the best option in the largest interest of the stakeholders.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you so much. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Arora from Care Health Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So, if you can give me the outlook for the second half of FY25, since right now on standalone business, we are standing at revenue of 1500 some of products. So, can we expect the same revenue trajectory for the H2, or is it we can do any betterment than this? Are we expecting something better than this? I mean, some sort of number we actually can do.
I'll
answer, no problem. So if you see previous records also, not only as other EPC companies also, normally the quarter three and the quarter four is the best ones. And we always try to achieve our best. And we have delivered also before, as it's a future statement. I can just say one thing, that we have a great and robust order book value with us. We are expecting and targeting to start at least 2 to 3 new projects in coming next 1.5 quarter. So, we are looking forward to a good revenue coming from next 1.5 quarter.
And any, if you can give any idea for FY26 altogether?
So normally we always look for organic growth, but we always keep up on conservative figures. But yes, if you see the previous records, we've always delivered better than what we have spoken. And this 1.5 quarter, which is balanced now, we are, of course, expecting better than what we have done before. And as compared to what has been delivered in quarter one and quarter two. And, quarter two, we always have a rainy season, due to which more money gets stuck and, the revenue receivables is less. Whereas in quarter three and quarter four are always the favorite quarters for the EPC companies in the country. And as I said before, if you see not only us, other EPC players also, the best quarter is the quarter four. And quarter three is second best. And quarter one, quarter two always support. But yes, the numbers will be better. Yes, we are targeting to achieve better numbers.
Okay. And the margin will be same. Are we trying to sustain at the same level for the going forward for the H2? It's 12.5 and 12.6 for the standalone business. So are we going to replicate the same, or are we going to see some betterment in this, like 14-15% in the range?
So we always work for the betterment. We are targeting the bonus. As we spoke earlier, we have already received one bonus in the first quarter for Malotopo Sadhuwali. We are targeting one more bonus, which could be for Bathinda Dabwali. It'll be completed super ahead of schedule. So with that bonus coming, yes, it will improve. It always depends upon the, bonus, subcontracting payment, the quarter improves. And we will definitely try to achieve better than what we have done before.
Okay, sir. So your order book is stood at around 12,000 crore or something.
Yes.
So what will be the executionable time for this order book, or in H2 and in FY26? What's your target to execute this order book? Not entirely, of course, but in a phased manner. What will be your target, sir?
So,
execution of this order.
Please answer this question.
Yes, sir, sure. So, total order book. So, I give you the reply in multiple parts. So, first part is the total order book as it stands at 121,532 million. So, the total time period of execution is on an average basis is 2 to 2.5 years. Particularly, the HAM takes 2 to 2.5 years. If you ask me about the EPC, so we have already answered that we are expecting the execution in a phased manner, last year we achieved a turnover of 2,952 crores. We are expecting this year turnover in line with our guidance, that is 15% growth rate, 15 to 20% growth rate this year. And accordingly, we feel that the execution, the order book to execution ratio of the company would be in line with the previous track record of the company.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parth Thakkar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask, when do we expect the appointed dates for VRK 11, 12, Northern and Southern Ayodhya and Moga Barnala?
So, Ayodhya, we are targeting in next quarter. And same as with the case of Jharkhand. Jharkhand, the state has elections that should get over. We've already allotted the work of utility shifting to a contractor. They've already started working on the site, and we are really targeting to start at least package 12 in the next quarter. Though we have pushed our teams to start both the packages, but I think the three packages will be started in maximum in the last quarter.
By next quarter, you mean like fourth quarter, right? Not 3Q, right?
Yeah. So we are targeting three, but it's hardly 1.5 months left now. And fourth quarter, we are sure that Ayodhya will be started, both the projects. That will really help us in pushing our revenue and everything. And Jharkhand, again, I said before, one package is very clear. We should start. And the second one, we are trying a level best. Because once you mobilize, we are very lucky that we have two projects together. So in totality, if you see Jharkhand, about 2,900 crores together, and in Ayodhya we have 2,500 crores together. So this will really help us to boost our revenue for next 2.5 years in a row. Okay.
And what will be the equity requirement for the Ayodhya projects?
Please, sir.
I just want to add one more thing. We were allotted Bhubaneswar Metro. That work has started.
Yes.
That's for 900 crores. That work has started already. And we're trying to start the fourth project also, which is the bus terminal in Kanpur. Our all three metro projects are in good swing.
So equity requirement for those other projects, sir?
Yes, sir. So, sir, total requirement of equity for Varanasi, Ranchi, Jharkhand project is 494 crores. And as far as these two Ayodhya projects are concerned, so total equity requirement for these projects would be close to 350 crores.
Including both, right? Or each?
Both. Yes.
Okay. And also, if I could squeeze in one more question.
Please.
What would be our bid pipeline target, if you can just quantify and break it up also for us?
Come again, please. Can I request you to repeat the question, please?
Yeah. So, Bhagat, can answer. So, bid pipeline, we have already quoted projects more than 10,000 crore. And we can see a lot of bids coming in next 3-4 months. Normally, if this bids get received, we would have another 8,000 to 10,000 crore. Sometimes what happens, department extends the timeline. And we don't see any dearth of work, and our order book value is great. You can see that. The visibility is very clear for next 3-4 years.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhaval Jain from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So I just wanted to know how do we have the revenue recognition for the project that we do?
So the revenue recognition for the projects of our company, just like it is in accordance with the Ind AS, so we follow the POCM, percentage of completion method, across all the projects, and on the basis of the percentage of the completions of each and every project, the revenue is being recognized. This statement is for revenue recognition on a normal basis. As far as bonus and claims are concerned, that we recognize on receipt basis.
Okay, so it's a percentage commission on it. So I just one more thing.
It is an Ind AS requirement.
Right. And sir, at the present stage, like you said that there's a 10,000 crores that we have already quoted for, and there's another 8,000 to 9,000 crores that we might be bidding for. What is the percentage win rate that historically our company has had?
So, you know, we bid on our EBITDA margins, which is a two-digit EBITDA margins. That's more important than any strike rate. So we need to get our bids on our EBITDA margins. You know, company like us, we are a growing company, and for us, order book value has never been a pressure. So for us, we can bid more, number of bids. And we have available lines in terms of, you know, bid security, surety bonds, TDGs. And, you know, we are blessed with, like, we can bid up to about 10 billion also, because we have spare about 800 crores of the spare lines. So what I'm saying is, for us, there is no challenge, no pressure of getting contracts aggressively. We want to maintain our EBITDA levels, so we can bid for more projects, and we have about 11 verticals. If you're not getting in road, we'll get an elevated. If you're not getting elevated, we'll get in metro. Not metro, we'll get in railway. Not railway, airports. So, we've been bidding consistently on our EBITDA margins, and we look forward to maintain that and get contracts on our separate EBITDA margins. I see.
And so one last question, like we have an order book of around 12,000 plus crores right now. Is there any way that we can be maintaining this order book going forward with the execution that we are doing, or our order book will increase as well?
So I think our order book will increase. If you see, before IPO, our order book value was 9,200 crores. Okay. So we have gone up to 14,000 crores. We've already done 1,500 crores. So you know, we have already quoted more than 10,000 crores. And we have another pipeline ahead next 3-4 months. So I think the order book value, as I said before, we don't have a pressure, and we're bidding, and there are a few verticals where there is lesser competition, and we're expecting better order book value. And as I said, whatever our target is, we are ahead of schedule of that target in getting order book value. And as we have more verticals, geography-wise, we are spread in more than like 13 states. So getting order book is not a problem, and that's a healthier part of our company.
Right, sir. So that's all through my side. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. So firstly, congratulations on a great set of results. Hello. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah, you're audible. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, sir, some of my questions have already been answered. So, just wanted to, you know, just ask like a broad-based question. Like, what is, like, currently I think 86% of our order book is into roads, highways. So, what's the plan? Like, what is the optimum we want in different sections? Like, railways, metros, and other places? As well as, like, will we be able to maintain our margins? That's my first question, sir. If we are diversifying into other things, will we have to, you know, because are they lying in our, you know, core competencies, or how will it move ahead, sir?
So good question. Thank you. So we, if you see our order book value coming for road, it's not typically roads. We are more into specialized structures, elevated. We are doing one of the country's longest foreign elevated in Bihar, Patna, which is about 20 kilometers. We have just completed one of the longest six-lane elevated, which is Delhi-Saharanpur, about 11.24 kilometers. We are doing one bridge on Kosi. We'll be doing about two bridges in Ayodhya, about 6 kilometers. And we are going into more specialized jobs where, you know, there is no rat race, and we have to compete with the top 5-7 companies of the country. And, you know, metros are the same kind of work what we're doing in elevated. Metros, we are really looking forward. If you see, we started getting metro contracts around February, March, and till now we have about 3 contracts, Kanpur, Agra, and Bhubaneswar. So in totality, it's close to about $200 million. And our structure work order book value is about 60% of our total order book value. And we are bidding for some other specialized projects also, which I can't tell you right now. But once we bag those contracts, definitely it'll be announced to SEBI. But we are avoiding the rat race, going into highway bidding, and we are going into specialized bidding. And I said before, we have 11 verticals, and you know, we've been doing all these work for decades. So if we are doing road, elevated, specialized structures, railway lines, which is again elevated, mix of elevated and blanketing work and road work, we've already quoted for a 2000 crore project near Haryana. Besides this, we are looking forward to more metro projects, more elevated structures and complex structures, as there are hardly any, good players in this field of specialized structures. And we've been competing with, you know, L&Ts or NCC or FCOMs, and there are hardly 7-8 players in the country, because as with Seagull is, we are spread in a great geography. We've already crossed 13 states. So if you're not getting projects in Punjab, doesn't matter. We'll get it in Jharkhand or Bihar or, you know, UP. So that's about us. Thank you. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, so that helps a lot, sir. And the one, like, a bit more broad-based question, like, we said that we are looking to grow forward to, like, 15-20% growth rate right now. But so, in, like, for the next 2-3 years, where do we see, like, what's, like, our vision for the next 3 years? Where do we want to see the company, like, in terms of revenue? What kind of growth are we, you know, looking at, sir?
So, we are a growing company. The journey has just begun. So, if you see, EPC companies in India, they started getting into better geography or adding more verticals when they have reached a level of 6,000-8,000. Where in Seagull, we started doing when we were at 2,000 crore. So I feel proud and happy to say, all thanks to my management and team, that we are already present in more than 13 states. We already have about 11 verticals. For us, we always say a conservative figure that we are growing at organic way, which is about 15%, but we've already delivered. We have delivered also before also. We've been one of the fastest growing company reported by CARE. It was there in a DRHP also. And we always maintain that we want to grow organically. But of course, the way we are growing, we have seen us, we've seen our results before also, and we tend to grow like this. I always say it's a young company. A journey has just begun, and Seagull 2.0 has begun, and we want to deliver and we want to grow with investors.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. So all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Parth Thakkar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity again. I would like to ask, how do we see the debt moving in the second half of the year? And will the interest cost be similar as if what it was in the second quarter?
Hello. So can you please repeat the question?
So I just wanted to ask, how will the debt move in the second half? And will the interest cost be in the same level as what it is currently?
Okay. So sir, two things. One is, as on date, September, we have reported a standalone debt of 349 crores and a gross debt of 994 crores. So the company, in line with the execution of the order book, the company is raising the working capital or a mob term loan from the market and accordingly utilizing the same for the support of the EPC project. We feel that as on September 2024, our debt equity ratio stood at 0.21. So on an average basis, on December and March, we're expecting to be in the range of 0.21 to 0.25. Because the company's cash accrual are consistent, the liquidity position is strong, and considering the same, we are not expecting the debt level to go further beyond this debt equity ratio. This is the first part. Second is, as far as the interest costs are concerned, so since now the company is listed, we are renegotiating with the bankers for the betterment of the pricing, be it a BG charges, be it a margin against the funded debt, and also against the rate of interest on the fund-based limit. And the company is also negotiating for the reduction of the margins for the working capital limit from 20% to 10%. So multiple things underway.
the company finance and accounts department and other departments are focusing on multiple value engineering processes to improvise the margin and to support it and trying to maintain and grow it at a future level.
Okay, thank you, sir. That was very helpful. And also one last question. What would be our equity requirements for the entire portfolio and over what period would we be investing it?
The total equity requirement, just I mentioned, that for Varanasi, the total equity requirement is close to 494 crores. For Ayodhya, both the projects put together, the equity requirement is 350 crores. As Ramani sir has just informed that we are targeting to commence three projects in the last quarter of this financial year, and we have the requisite equity requirement for the commencement of these projects as and when they will start. As per the financing agreements which have been done with the respective bankers, the total equity requirement, which I just mentioned, 50% need to be infused at the time of appointed date and remaining 50% in line with the cash flow requirement. And this is, what I just stated, that the company has a requisite liquidity. This liquidity is on the basis of present unencumbered FDR, internal accruals, and general corporate funds lying with the company. There is no consideration of any monetization as of now. If any monetization takes place in future, whenever the company or management feels so, it could be additional liquidity support to the company liquidity position.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amesha from Cruise Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just mainly had one question. When are we expected to get the dates for the Varanasi Ranchi Kolkata Highway project?
Hi. Thank you for the question. I answered it before also. We are targeting in the next quarter. I think, but Ayodhya will start for sure in the last quarter, both the projects.
Okay. And also, you mentioned that revenue would grow in the same way as it has in the previous years, but this quarter it has remained flat. So do you still maintain the same guidance?
Yes,
so,
the guidance.
But Bhagatji, our revenue has grown from last year's second quarter. Yeah.
Yes,
please
answer. So the guidance, our top line, as I just mentioned in the call, our top line, the revenue from operations, if you exclude this bonus and royalty, on a standalone basis, it has increased by 16.3% as compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year.
Okay. Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunidhi Joshi from Prime Investment. Please go ahead. Sunidhi Joshi, please go ahead with the question. Your line is unmuted. Sunidhi Joshi, please go ahead with the question. Your line is unmuted. As there is no response, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Sahil Vora from MNF Associates. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had a couple of questions. My first question is regarding the Ludhiana-Bhatinda package to Greenfield project. So as I understand, we won that project in 2021 and we have still not been able to manage appointed dates. So I just wanted to understand the thought process there and is the company planning to retain it or something else is planned? So if you can shed some light on that.
So, good question, thank you. If you see Bhatinda Dawali, we quoted in 2020 October, I think. So this work got started last year, 23, after 3 years, around 3 years. August 11th was the appointed date, if I'm not wrong. You know,
yes,
appointed date is always issued by government when they give us the land. 3G of this project is done, but we are waiting for the final land, once the land of more than 80% is given, then only appointed date is given. We have got some possession of the land, but we are looking forward that government will help us getting us more land. And once we get it, the appointed date will be issued. There is, it's always beneficial if the project is getting delayed for the company because we're getting a lot of escalation and we don't have any pressure to start that work only because we have a good amount of work already in our hand. And still, whenever it gets started, we are looking forward to start the project also because we are very much present in that area. We have our camps there. We are already completing one project, which is Delhi-Katra Expressway, which is almost near to that project.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for the clarity. My next question is, how many project bids have we submitted so far, where the bid opening has not yet occurred? And how many of these are primarily in the road sector? Specifically, I wanted to understand under the hybrid annuity model.
So hybrid annuity, the majority of was this Ayodhya we have already won. And I don't think it, many projects are left in out of the 10,000 crore. I don't have the actual percentage, but normally we bid as per our allocated numbers. And our amount of bids are more than 10,000 crore, which we've already quoted. We have a robust order line to be bid next 1.5 quarter also. And we look forward to more complex structures, specialized structures. And it's not important that we have to go in for a highway project. And HAM is always helpful because with HAM, you know, the total IRR project is better. We make money on an equity also and make an EPC business also. So that's about us. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that will be the last question for today, which is from the line of Sunidhi Joshi from Prime Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. So there was an article, Neo AIF is going to pick up equity in Punjab Road project for around 450 crores. Do we have any update with regards to this?
Ma'am, this is a futuristic statement. So I think the management, whenever the information from the management reliable sources would be there, the company officials would itself inform the media. Till that time, we don't want to comment on any public publications which is not certified by the management resources.
Okay, no issues. And
I'll just add here something. Company always negotiate and look forward for the better turnout of the HAM projects, and whenever we get the best, as I said in during our roadshows also, we are an asset light model, and whenever there's a requirement of the equity, we'll definitely go ahead with selling of the existing HAM projects. Thank you. And as Bharat said very clearly, whenever it'll be done, we'll announce it in a nicer way, I mean through SEBI, of course. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ankit Jain for closing comments.
Thank you, Rituja. I would like to thank the management for taking this time out for the conference call today, and thanks to all the participants. If you have any queries, please feel free to contact us. We are Orient Capital Investor Relations Advisors to Figure India Limited. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Seagull India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day ahead. Thank you so much.